wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation. Rolling.
Hold it now.
This morning from the New York offices of CNN, Roland Martin. Roland, yesterday you came on the air at this time and you said something's going down. And I don't know if it's going to be 72 hours or not. And sure enough, by afternoon, something did go down. Good job, Roland.
It was stunning, a stunning 48 hours, how quickly this story has turned. And so this morning, as we talk, George Zimmerman is sitting in a jail in Florida. He has been arrested today or possibly tomorrow. He has the right, I believe, in the next 24 hours after the arrest to go before a judge when it comes to a bond hearing. Joining us right now on the phone is Natalie Jackson, one of the attorneys for the Trayvon Martin family. Natalie, you practice law in Florida. You teach law at FAMU's law school there in Orlando. So what are the next steps, the next legal steps in this case?
Well, the next legal steps, Roland, will be discovery. There's going to be a bond motion, like you said, within today or tomorrow. And then there'll be just a whole process of releasing. We'll be able to see some of the investigative evidence that has been held from the public. The public will be able to see that. And, you know, with this charge, George Zimmerman was charged with second-degree murder. There is a lesser included, for the people who are wondering, of manslaughter. So a jury can consider all of that. And there are different levels of manslaughter to consider, such as aggravated manslaughter on a child. These are called necessary lesser included into this charge. So the jury has a lot to consider. And Angela Corey was very, very brave.
Now, for the people out there who they've been tweeting, they said, yeah, but look what happened to Casey Anthony.
I'm sorry, Casey Anthony.
I didn't even cover that story. I hate that story. I did. But in that, apparently, in that case, the jury did not have the option for lesser charges. So this is different.
This is different, yes. We have a second-degree murder, and with that, we will have these lesser-degree charges. And that's why Angela Corey charged it like that. Really, she's given them, you know, a lot to think about. They need to think about whether or not they're going to take a plea, whether or not it's going to jury trial. This is one tough lady.
He faces upwards of life in prison. So if convicted of second-degree murder, he could be sentenced to less than that, but the maximum is life in prison, correct?
That's correct.
All right. The second thing is, and I need you to speak on this because it's really getting on my nerves, listening to these critics of folks who are fighting for social justice. All of a sudden, they want to say, oh, if he doesn't get convicted, could this be riots like Rodney King? We have seen nothing but folks who are peacefully demonstrating, nonviolent, and just speak to that from the family's perspective in terms of people who continue to want to fight for justice and to get us away from this nonsense that somehow black folks are just going to tear the city down and burn it all up if something else happens.
Yeah, Roland, it's really disheartening to hear people say that because all the violence, we had a death threat on the police chief Lee. That came from someone who was non-black. So all the rallies that we've had, all the protesters, all the public support, it's been peaceful. It's been a kumbaya moment, a unity moment, and that's going to continue. This family is a family of love and God, and they wanted justice. And justice is peaceful. It's respecting a jury. It's respecting a judge. And what happened here is that they just wanted this to start. They wanted the wheels of justice to start and to show that their child mattered. And now it's happened.
When you talk about the next step as well, information being released in terms of discovery, now will that take place in open court, open records? How does that information get out, or is it simply transferring, handing over from the prosecution to the defense because they have to reveal that kind of information? Correct.
Yeah, in Florida, we have very open record laws. So not all the discovery will be released, but there will be information that's filed in the court records. Robert Zimmerman's file will be a public record. So anyone could go to the courthouse and look and see what information has been filed, the police reports and everything. So we're going to start hearing a lot more. And I believe that Angela Corey would not have brought these charges if she did not feel that she could prove this case.
How
Last
long
thing,
do you
the,
think?
The clock ticking.
Yeah, what's the
what's
trial
the clock
coming up?
Ticking? So what's that 175-day thing in Florida? So
that's speedy trial in Florida. That means that if a defendant does not waive his right to speedy trial, then from the time he's arrested, he has 175 days to be brought to trial. So many times in these cases, speedy trial will be waived by the defense attorney. So we'll see what happens here.
So give us a timeline, though. I mean, potentially 3 months, 4 months. 6 months when this trial
really
may start.
You can't tell. It's all up to judges' schedules. It's up to the attorneys. It's up to what they do. There's no, if speedy trial is not waived, it will be brought to trial within 175 days, unless the defense attorney decides that he's going to waive that right to go to trial in 175 days.
Gotcha. All right. We certainly appreciate it, Natalie Jackson. Thanks a bunch, and we look forward
thank
to chatting
you,
with you in the future.
Thank you, guys, and thank the public for everything they've done.
We appreciate it.
Roland, right. we got the attorney and the family coming up at 50.
All right.
About 30 minutes.
All right. Good job, Roland.